Introduction. According to the World Health Organization's WHO working definition, sexuality is a central aspect of being human throughout life that encompasses sex, gender identities and roles, sexual orientation, eroticism, pleasure, intimacy, and reproduction. Sexuality is experienced and expressed in thoughts, fantasies, desires, beliefs, attitudes, values, behaviors, practices, roles, and relationships. While sexuality can include all of these dimensions, not all of them are always experienced or expressed. Sexuality is influenced by the interaction of biological, psychological, social, economic, political, cultural, legal, historical, religious, and spiritual factors. One, thus, sexuality is fluid, encompasses different aspects, including sex, gender, identities, expression, and pleasure, and is capable of affecting people in different ways. Quote, sexuality intersects with a number of different axes in a person's life. The points of intersection and the experiences related to it vary depending on factors such as the person's sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, marital status, parental status, and HIV status, among others. End of quote. Intersectionality theory provides an important lens to study the interconnected ways in which a person's multiple social identities intersect and shape a person. This lens is an important one to understand the many different ways in which oppression and discrimination, as well as privileging, affect people in multidimensional ways. 1. The basis of their sexuality. People may be either accepted or discriminated against in different spheres, including in education and employment. An intersectionality approach therefore offers a good lens for working on sexuality and rights. Although sexuality is intrinsically connected to many facets of people's lives, this paper elects to focus on a few aspects. It analyses how sexuality intersects within spheres of education and employment, and the need for enactment and implementation of effective laws and policies that are inclusive and prevent violence and abuse. It also critically looks at the idea of citizenship, who it caters to, and who it could potentially exclude.